I'm recording the just.
Alright, cool. So country is bullshit. What I like most about this is I'm eating and you can hear me chewing in your ear. Yeah. This is literally ASMR, and just like it's really just ASMR.
Welcome
at this point.
To Let's Talk About the 2000s. We're gonna do some ASMR today. So, this is Jason.
So tonight we're gonna be eating pumpkin bread.
I hate it. This is so uncomfortable.
Is it weird?
It's so weird.
Imagine if you're like drunk.
Oh, dude.
Oh my god.
Dude, I'm hungover and this is painful.
Can we do an episode special where we get drunk and talk about the 2000s?
That's what I was trying to do today. But like,
it's so early, Matt. It's like not even noon.
But seriously, you guys can come back when like I did last night, like Melinda and I were like, when we had him call in, did he tell you about that?
Yeah, I was telling him to call in,
And so we were having beers. We could do it again sometime, like on a weekend.
Fuck yeah.
I'm done.
That'd be fun.
I'm done.
Like, I would love to have good audio in the podcast.
And get some of your silly friends to call in.
Oh my god, our silly friends.
They have opinions. So
they have so many strong opinions about things. But you got to get the right person that knows. That's why we always go to Chad, because Chad knows as much as I do.
Chad.
I know nothing, which is why I'm here. So
which is why when we do it, it's just like constant battling.
It's just us fighting.
It's just we don't fight.
Because I have opinions, they're just not good ones.
I want to hear what you have to say today. Because you were just like, we're going to fight today. I was like, okay.
Well, there are just a couple that I know you're going to fight me on.
Oh, shit. That's rough.
Because I did like 10 minutes of research while I was watching a K-drama. So like that's about the amount of preparation I did, if that helps.
These 4 pages took me days. days.
Well, when I say I took notes, it was more of like, I just looked up to remember, okay, what female artists do I know I'm going to forget about?
Yeah.
So I was just looking at basically just lists and lists of female artists from the 2000s.
I mean, half this is like...
Because the thing about underrated is they're ones that don't immediately come to you, so...
To me, it's more of like my opinion of just like, I don't think they got as much love as they should have during the time.
Yeah. I was telling you debatable. How a lot of them are like, oh, well, they were really big in other decades, but in the 2000s they weren't as appreciated. And I'm like, I didn't count that as much because I'm like, I don't necessarily think of like one of them was like the Cranberries. And I'm like, I don't think of the Cranberries in the 2000s. I feel
like 90s.
Yeah, they're super 90s. So I guess they were underrated in the 2000s, but also it's not like they didn't get love. They just, they're underrated now too.
It just clicked in my mind. Like the glare is hitting my eyes, and I was like, I should wear my shades like I'm Howard Stern.
Oh my god, please do.
Do you want me to adjust that? Or do you have your shades?
I think they're in my jacket. They're in like the left pocket or something.
Y'all like this music playing with
them? Yeah, I was like, please. I was like, is this what you listen to at the time?
Yeah, actually, like every day when I go to work and come home.
Yeah, you don't live that far. See, this is the ideal place to live.
Yeah.
This is like, a 20-minute drive to work?
Yeah, it's like 20,
nothing.
25 minutes.
Yeah, nothing in this area. That. Nothing.
Matt jogs to work. Like.
I fly on my vegan wings.
Oh my god.
You've seen Scott Pilgrim, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like vegan powers.
You have vegan powers. Watch Scott Pilgrim, because there's this whole, he fights an evil Lex and he's a vegan.
And he has like special powers because he went to the vegan academy or something like that.
Went to the vegan academy, got powers. It's great.
His hair is all like fluffy and magic.
Yeah, it's like perfectly conditioned.
Yeah, and you can tell when he loses his powers because his hair just like flops. Out. Yeah.
And then there's vegan police. You make a Vegandy violation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so hilarious.
I couldn't be a part of this. I'm not one of these three vegans.
It's super. Trust me.
I would let people go all the time. Like
yeah.
When you talk about bacon.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, he's not a preachy vegan, which is fine.
Yeah.
Because I can take that.
He's not like preachy, trying to get other people to vegan. He's just like, I'm better than you because
he's
I'm vegan.
He's more of the subtext. He's like, oh, I'm eating this like avocado salad and just like fresh quinoa. Well, what are you eating? Oh, a burger.
Yeah.
I don't say anything.
I just.
Oh my god.
It's all in the body language.
It's all in the body language. He's just very passive aggressive. Oh, you're eating that. It's like, thanks. So he'll just remind me I'm eating like a piece of shit as I eat pumpkin bread. I feel like I'm being hypnotized right now.
Yeah, if you want to drink or want like take a neighbor right now, it's like they have to like get you off somehow.
That'd think we're good.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty set.
Next time I need to set up my own microphone.
I have a... Just jump in.
Yeah.
I have another mic next for the party podcast.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There you go.
Oh my god.
We like our guests.
Oh yeah, we love having guests on.
It's a good time.
Like a party podcast.
And by guests, anyone else but Chad. Like it's the only one we've had.
Bring someone, take a photo of me like this.
Oh my god. I can't believe this is happening.
I literally have three different people on my list, and like that's my
entire notes.
Like
are they debatable?
That's all you get to see.
Alright, because I want to be surprised. Yeah. I want to like scream and be like,
right.
No!
Yeah, exactly. Well, some of them, I don't think you're going to disagree with all of them. It's just that there's one in particular that I feel like we're going to fight on.
Okay. There's a window I'll throw you out of.
Great, I can't wait. Yeah, I love being...
It opens.
Another drinking game rule. Every time you tell that you're going to like throw me out of a window specifically.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, people could totally get trashed if they play drinking games to our show.
Just so you know, if you did want like some of that music to play... Background.
I feel like it's going to distract me and I'm just going to like...
Right. I have that royalty-free music.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. It's this whole licensing thing. This is amazing.
But, I mean,
don't you wish we had a work dog? Or a work pet?
I want a work dog.
Terry would just like corral it and then take it away and then put it in like a shelter.
I'm
going
to show you what I mean.
Fucking Terry.
Let's see. Just for example,
Yeah, he's got all this royalty-free music.
Nice.
Like, all licensing. I was like, oh, it took us, like, 20 minutes to find our thing.
I have a whole music library of, like, stock music, but I haven't listened to
it. Have you saved a lot? Welcome to Vogue Fashion Week. It's great. It's me and Catherine today. We're here in Prague. We're going to talk... Prague. Yeah, this is the music they play on E for like late night shows or like the after red carpet show.
Oh my god, yes.
This is it, right?
This would be perfect for our fashion episode, our 2000s fashion episode.
We're joined with Kelly Osborne today. Hello, everyone. Hello. Yeah, this is like chill shit. This is Lifetime movie transitions.
Oh, for the urban.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Rap City tonight. We're gonna bring back Rap City tonight. Yeah, so we got all your major hits from, like, 2 Live Crew, Wu-Tang, Tribe Called Quest. We got my dog. Dog.
Just dog.
Dog.
That's creative.
Dog.
Like, you really...
If I had a dog...
You couldn't come up with a better joke.
Dog? No.
Dog spelled D-A-W-G.
Here's the funny thing. I'm not great at improv.
No, you're not.
I'm not good at it. Because I have to think.
You know what you are? Like, you know what improvising you are really good at, though?
I love this song.
Is roasting people.
Oh, dude. That's
you're
like
really
the,
good at coming up with, like, that last second.
It's the best.
Yeah. I think it's just because you already have all of this in your heart.
It's the best, dude. It's the best shit. Because it's like, someone asked me, like, how do you do that? I was just like, imagine the person you're looking at and think of something really stupid.
I think my favorite is when you describe one person we know as having like the emotional strength of like a wet paper bag.
Yeah, dude.
It's
because
one
they
of
do.
My favorite. No, it's super true.
Yeah, you just imagine, it just takes a quick second, like take whoever they are, if they're like weak-willed or like just like if they have one eye or like they're just like, I never go for physical, I go for emotional. Because
that's
where it hurts.
That's why it hits.
That's where it hurts.
Well, you've gone physical before.
So, Matt, my favorite insult, one of my favorite insults ever to, like, a friend of ours, I told him he looked like every school shooter ever. Yeah. I told him he looked like every school shooter ever.
It's true.
And he just didn't have anything to say. He was like, you're absolutely right. I was like, yeah.
He's easy to roast, though.
Oh, dude.
He's so easy to roast. What was the person who said he was like a Pez container?
Someone said that he looked like a Pez container.
We both wore Hawaiian shirts to the thing last night.
Pathetic.
We were matching. It was a good time.
I can't wait for our Christmas episode.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh my god.
It's going to be great.
Can we talk about 2000s
The entire
Christmas
episode
albums?
Is about Mariah Carey's
Christmas album?
Yeah.
Well, NSYNC's Christmas album was pretty good.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's a good one. I liked it.
What about Michael Bublé? He's one we've never mentioned. That's all you have to say on Michael Bublé.
The boob. Here's the thing.
Michael Bublé.
He is watered down Frank Sinatra.
Is he?
He is. He totally is. Don't even front. He's watered down Frank Sinatra. And even I'm not the biggest fan of Sinatra.
I just think he's like the hallmark card of musicians.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. He's very much the hallmark
yeah.
card.
Yeah. Because he's like the very commercialized
moms,
side
moms
of music.
Moms love him. Who shows up to his shows? Moms.
Yeah. He's the hallmark card of music.
Join our
campaign. I did it. I came up with a roast.
Here, join our campaign at humanrightscampaign@hrc.org. Help us fight anti-Semitism and anti-gay rights.
I hate this.
Are you with her? Go to Hillary.com. This is the end of this is the end of every like Zoloft commercial.
I hate it. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. God. This music is used in like ads and the new Lexus. I think we should just record me going through every song. This is every car commercial.
It really is, though, yeah.
The new GTR. Way better handling.
Or you
way
get those, or you get those other commercials. It's like, this is about your credit use.
Yeah, this is about...
How's your credit?
Check your credit score now, Mallory.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. I want to meet the people who make the generic music for like, you know, just like make this stuff. I feel like it's just one guy in a room.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Like Free Music Archive, you can see some of the people who like make
Kevin
music.
Kevin MacLeod.
Yeah, it's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things.
Well, that's dying, so.
Well, you know, in your film, two of the songs I used in it were by this band called Westy Reflector. And half of their stuff is like this, like just indie rock, and yeah. The other half is really vibey, synthy stuff.
It's good shit.
Yeah, and they have a ton of albums, and they just release it all on Free Music Archive. Yeah.
You don't need to be big; you just gotta license it.
Exactly. But they're great. I use their stuff all the time.
Yeah, dude, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Very useful.
Let's come to your next Honda dealer.
God.
Every fucking commercial ever. Do you have problems with your... What? What good song would this be for?
I feel like a tampon commercial.
A tampon. Our new sports tampons are extra exorbitant.
Yes, Jason, with tell us more about tampons.
Yeah, I'll definitely tell you more.
Twice as absorbent with twice as much movement.
Here's our Tampax Pearl. You ready to roll? Matt.
Oh yeah, whenever you
guys. Oh yeah, you ready?
I'm set. Let me just pull up my notes so I don't have to do it later.
Yeah.
Oh no, I never prepared an album. I'll make it up.
Oh dude, yeah.
I'll figure it out.
I'll pull it out.
Yeah. I think I have an idea. I just need to like find the name of it. Actually, no. You know what? No, I know what it is. I just need to find the name.
So.